There are two things you need to have for a successful freelance business. And these two things will also speed it up a ton. Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Emily Reagan. Thank you for being here. I'm a fellow freelancer, and I love telling other go-getters, smart cookies is what I like to say, about this online work and this opportunity. I have tried everything under the sun. And I have tried to find that sweet spot of working from home. I'm a mom of four. I'm a military spouse moving all the time. Having a career, using my brain in a way that's meaningful and challenging and is worth my time. I enjoy escaping motherhood. I enjoy having something else beside the toilet cleaning and the meal prepping and making and the vacuuming and the endless wiping the counter. And I suck as a homemaker. I really do. I just don't think I do well with the consistency of it, honestly. My daughter asked me something tonight. She said, "Do you like your job?" And I thought for a second, I'm like, yes, I love it. I'm in a little bit of a stressful zone going into launch, but I'm like, I love it. I love using my brain. And it makes me so happy to do the things I do and to help other people at the same time. So I get to help people two ways. I'm connecting clients with people in my work group. And I just did that last week. I had a very high level client need to replace someone on his team. And I knew the perfect person and I hooked him up with someone else who would be the perfect project manager. And I felt so good. And I'm not always a high level matchmaker. I don't charge to be a headhunter or anything, but that's essentially what I'm doing. I'm hooking up business owners with their next dream hire and with my network. And sometimes that is happening with my friends and sometimes it's happening more formally and we track those and I'm better about tracking those through my form. We have shared over 1,300 jobs with my small community. And then there's all these ones, these side deals that are happening like I did the other day. That felt so good to me. But I'm also helping women get equipped with the skills to go out and create their own wealth. Now, if you would have told me I would be owning a business 13 years ago, I would have spit out my top shelf margarita or my coffee with no sugar, just cream or milk. I would have spit it out because that was never my intention. My intention wasn't to own a business. But that's what happened as a freelancer. I mean, you are an independent contractor. You own a business and you are self-employed. The grass is greener over here on this side. Everything is unicorns and rainbows. Okay, not literally, but this was the answer to all of my problems. Wanting something for myself, wanting the flexibility, the ability to turn it on and off. And this podcast is here to show you how other people have done it, to give you ideas and inspiration. And you're also learning digital marketing tasks, admin tasks, things that will help you do better in your job and have the most confidence. So I know this is a teeny tiny niche podcast, but just thank you for listening. I did a Facebook Live just the other week and it was so good. I want to repurpose it here on this podcast. And I want you to know about the two things that will make you successful. And the point I'm putting down here is these two things, you have to have them, period. End stop. That is it. You have to have these two things. And if you have them and you're focusing in the right areas, this will 10x your business. And not in some sleazy ROI way, but these things will just make it go even faster. Something I wish I had known, I wish I had done, took me years to get here, and you get it all for free just by listening here and picking up on what we're talking about. Now, there's a couple other ways to get your goals and get them there faster. And I want to take a note of this. Writing them down. If you write down your goals and not just, you know, write them down for you, you're 42% more likely to achieve your goals. So you better believe right here on my computer monitor, I had forever this sticky that said my kids, my business, and the reason I'm stepping into this course business and doing more than the client work is because I'm trying to create something bigger. And I'm doing all of this hustle because I want to be able to support my kids. I want to be independent and I want to be able to put food in their mouths and have a really good life. Four kids is expensive. Soccer fees alone, shin guards, all of that alone. But I also have this vision of this life where we can travel and I'm not stressed because I'm a Sagittarius. I stress about money. I think about every little charge. Like I will bring the like homemade lasagna to Disney World so we don't have to eat out. Like I will do that. So I want a different life down the road. I want to pay for their college and I want to not be stressed about money. And so writing them down, you're more likely to get them. So I've written down my why, my kids, and I've also written down this number. The first year I ever started my course, I wrote down the number 50. Guess how many students I taught that first year? When I was a nobody and nobody knew who I was just starting. 50, exactly on the dot, 50. So right now I have a number written on my computer screen and it says 100. 100 new students in the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School before the year is out. That is my goal. I'm going to write them down and I'm 42% more likely to achieve them because I'm sure there's some kind of brain thing that happens when you write it down, you remember it, and you see it. I'll take a screenshot of this and I'll show you. It's kind of a sloppy 100. Handwriting's not my thing. Another thing that will help you get your goals is paying attention to who you hang out with. And I'm sure you've heard this quote, we are the average of the five people we spend the most time with. So you have a choice. Do you hang out with the go-getters or do you hang out with the drifters? Do you hang out with the naysayers? Do you hang out with the complainers? Put yourself in the circles where other people are going places too, and that will lift you up, rising tide again, I talk about this a lot, and take you there. Surround yourself with people who are going places, who act the way you wanna act, who share similar core values. I'm not saying you have to have all the same ideas and look all the same. I just mean the people who have that high flyer attitude. Pay attention, look at your circle, and upgrade your circle, and make a conscious effort to get in the right circles, okay? Those are two ways to be successful. Now, this weekend only and just for a couple days, we're doing a pricing webinar. We're going over your prices, your rates, and your packages and your services. It's called How to Make a Living on Your Own Terms. It's absolutely free. If you have not signed up yet, please go to the show notes and sign up right away because you're going to miss it. And it is happening just a few days. And this is part of my launch event for the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. It is opening soon. Doors officially open Wednesday, October 12th. They close the 19th. My goal is 100 people. We have limited seats. Let's do this. If you have a love of learning, if you want to step into the marketing coordinator, assistant specialist role, if you want to get a freelance business going, you're going to want to be in the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. Go check out the link and make sure you're one of those 100 people. Let's jump into the live. You want to be in control. You want to control your schedule. You want to control when you do the work, who you do it for, and you want to have results in your life where you have wealth, where you have independence, where you enjoy your work and have job satisfaction. And some of us have that entrepreneurial heart. We can't quiet it. You know the type, the ones who, if you're like me, you tried other things. You maybe had an Etsy shop. Maybe you tried an MLM and things just aren't sticking. But you see this vision of a future you want, then you're in the right place because I want to talk about how a freelance digital service business will get you there and how you can do it five times faster. And the good news is in this day and age, you're in the right place. You're in the right place. Okay. Hey, I'm Emily Reagan. I've been freelancing since 2009. I started accidentally. And I like to joke that if I knew what I knew now, I would be in a way different place. I would be on a yacht, like banking the money right now. But I made a lot of mistakes over the years, the last 13 years. And so I want to talk about how you can do it faster and prevent these mistakes. So here's my deal. I am a stay-at-home mom. I started to stay at home when I had my first son and we had military orders to move. And life just was different after I had my kid, right? Life was different. I didn't want to be stuck in a 9-to-5 anymore. And even though I love my job, things changed big. And plus I was married to an active duty military service member, which meant I was the default parent. So I had all of the burden of all of the childcare, getting him to daycare, getting him to grandma's. We were so lucky at the time we lived near grandma. And I just realized this wasn't sustainable for me. The amount that I would have to pay for daycare was not worth the salary I was making. And I just wanted to be a present mom and I wanted to be home, but I still needed to use my brain. And I've always been industrious. I have never been idle. And it's not like I have ADHD or there's anything wrong with that, but like, I like to keep moving. I thrive on productivity. I thrive on creativity, on having ownership over something. And so when I fell into freelancing, it was the perfect fit. I get to contribute and be a part of a team, but I also get to call the shots and turn my brain off at 5 o'clock. There are certain situations and there have been some fires where I might have worked in the evening. Sometimes I chose to work on the evening, but that's the operative word there. I got to choose it. Now, when I started in 2009, virtual assisting was not really a thing. There were no courses. No one else was doing this. Online business was still new. Social media was still new. And I just like am hitting myself on the head because I had these skills that could easily have transferred into huge side money, a huge business. And really, like, I would just be sitting in a different spot right now. And right now we have all the resources. We have Google, we have robust social media. And I mean, a lot of people on social media give away all their tips anyway, right? So why buy the thing? They're just teaching me everything. And we can just like binge all the podcasts and watch all the YouTube channels and feel like we know enough. But the truth is, you don't know what you don't know. Now, I am one of those people, total goody-goody, straight A. I watch other people and I learn. I'm very observant. And I watch people make mistakes, like my twin brother who made mistakes. I'm just going to call him out, like drinking in high school and getting caught, right? And like, I learned from that. I'm like, I don't need to make that same mistake. Like, I don't need to learn from my friend who didn't wear a seatbelt when she was in high school and the accident she got in and how that affected her soccer career. Like, I learn by watching people, y'all. I don't need to go out and make the same mistakes. If I had had a mentor or a course that could have sped up everything, I absolutely would have done that back in 2009 and I would have been in a different situation. And I don't know, are you guys like that too? Like, I'm actually careful and cautious. I know you're like, that girl seems so fun, but I won't skydive. Like, I am not like a dangerous person. I'm a dominant person. I see something I want and I go for it and I don't delay and I take action and I make quick decisions, but I'm also very careful, right? So I see a lot of weird stuff in this online space. And the truth is, online marketing is so new. It is so new. It's this exploding dynamic force right now. And there's so many options. Back when I was starting, VA really meant admin support. That's really what it meant. So it's kind of a funny little thing now, because now we say VA, and if you've followed me at all, you know that can mean anything. It can mean anyone offering a digital service as a freelancer, as a 1099, as an independent contractor. VA can mean anything under the sun. I had to put the pieces together on my own and spending years doing it. I had to figure out SEO. I had to figure out the graphic design. I had to figure out funnels and things like this very early on. Pinterest marketing, that was something I figured out on my own. And yeah, I'm kind of proud of it. But guess what would have saved me so much years of undercharging, put me in the right networks. It would have like fast-tracked everything, is taking a course in that thing. What's available on Google and YouTube, it's not always up to date. If you Google, like, there's a lot of videos from 2013 involving WordPress that are no longer relevant. And you know, you're like me, you skip over those. You're getting bits and pieces. You're getting the tunnel vision of things, but you're not really seeing how things fit together. And it's hard to know what's important and what's not. There's two things you need to be a successful business owner in the freelance service-based world, offering a digital service, whether you're admin, whether you're a marketing person, whether it's some kind of like tech specialist or designer, there's two things you need. One, skills. You have to know how to do the work. So that is one of the first places you need to invest in to fast track. You've got to understand the work to be able to charge high value, to be able to work with the good clients, to put yourself into the digital hiring pool. You have to know how to do the work. And for some of you, if you've taken a baby break, if you're transitioning in life, if you're changing careers, you still need to do this. I had a student, Heather, come through my digital marketing school. It's now called the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, which is why I stumbled over it. It used to have a different name. And she came from corporate marketing, but she still did not understand online marketing. She needed to get up to speed to be able to market herself as a freelancer. And what's cool is those skills apply to marketing her own business. But she even had to do that coming from marketing. I'm like, what does that say? You don't need to have a four-year marketing degree to start to be able to do some of these services and tasks for clients that help them grow and nurture their audience. Like, you don't need a marketing degree to do that. You don't need the theory. You just need to understand your client's marketing strategy and be able to do that. So Heather was able to take this knowledge and run with it. It's amazing. And I've been able to put everything in the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. That's like what I've been doing for years. Week to week, day to day, month to month for clients. So when you first have that kickoff call with your client, you know exactly what to do. You're not sitting there like waiting for the assignment. You're like, all right, we're running with email, and then we're going to add on this, and we're going to add on this. And we build from that. And the core lessons in the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School are to be able to execute, implement those marketing strategies. Because all these clients are taking these courses, these online courses that don't really teach them the how. And there's not enough manpower, there's not enough day hours to be able to do it themselves, right? I don't know why I said day hours, just sometimes I'm awkward like that. Know that. Okay, let's just take a moment here. It's impossible to get referrals without putting yourself out there all the time. It's really difficult to have a community when you're doing the work by yourself. It's also hard to stay up to date when you're just one person, and digital marketing trends, platforms, technology, and strategies change all of the time. And it's no fun having to do lead generation for your business when you'd rather be doing billable hours. So I have a solution for you. Come join my digital marketing work group. It's a tight community of freelancers, virtual assistants, digital marketing specialists, who are all up-leveling in their skills, getting advanced trainings, applying for my job ops, and becoming digital marketing specialist and managers and strategist. This is an online referral community for both skilled and up-and-coming digital marketing service pros and virtual assistants. We've shared over 800 jobs with our community. We'd love to have you too. If you need client work, if you need a squad behind you, if you need help raising your prices, promoting yourself to the next level, this is the place to be. You can apply for the work group with the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you. Back to the show.
Google doesn't give you clients, though. Skills don't just give you clients. The second thing you need in your freelancer business is a network. People have to know who you are. They have to trust you. They have to want to work with you. And you need people talking about you to have that social proof, to have that evidence, to have proof that you can do the work you say. So, to have a successful freelancer business, you need skills and you need a network. You could just slap up a website on the internet, on the interwebs, and that doesn't mean clients are just gonna start falling from the air. Absolutely not. So there's things that took me too long that I would like you to skip. And I wanna help hold your hand through these client situations and coach you through it, because those first couple of clients, when you're starting, like, let me know in the comments if you get this, like, they can make or break you. You get in bed with the wrong client who treats you poorly, it's gonna make you wanna quit. So you need a support network to go through those rocky situations, to understand how you should walk through situations, how to stand up for yourself, what to charge. Like, all of that is part of a community. Like, a freelancer is not successful on their own. You have to be in the networks where the clients are, but where your peers are and your related industry freelancers are. Notice I didn't say direct competitors. Because everyone's different. No one can offer what you do and have the experience that you have. Here's one mistake I made. I stayed with crappy clients way too long because I had a very soft heart and I love people and I want to help. I can't help it. But staying with those clients, not having a community cheering me on, just anybody to talk to, I had nobody to talk to say, hey, this client's going nowhere. This client's not treating you well. This client's not paying you fairly. It's time to level up, Emily. I had none of that. There was no masterminds or memberships back then. So for too long, I lost money. I lost years of revenue with that single mistake. I lost years of revenue because I didn't have a mentor and I didn't have a community. And that's why it was very important when I started the Digital Marketing Assistant School to have a place for people to go afterward. The ones who were really serious, the ones who were doing well, the ones who actually care about their clients' business and their business and who want to get better. And that's why I have the Digital Marketing Work Group. It's a membership. It's $47 a month. It's for people who are already with clients, already have solid skills, but they know they're missing the network piece. So if that's something for you, I encourage you to apply. That work group is where this magic really happens. But what if you don't have the skills? What if you don't know how to work? do the work, implement the client work, not the work on your business. You can set up a business, you can get a ton of help, and I can help you with that in the course, but I'm talking about day to day. What do you show up and do for your clients? Like, how do you move them forward? How do you make yourself available? How do you help them reach their goals? That's what we're talking about right now. I know there are general VA courses out there. There's tons of courses that will help you gain clarity on that thing you should do. There's courses that will help you set up your business, which is up to you if that's what you want to do. But if I could fast track everything right now, if I could redo things, I would absolutely invest in the skills that would get me a year ahead quicker. Every time you take a course, I feel like it advances your knowledge 1 to 2 to 3 years. Get with someone who's been doing it a while, actually doing the work that you want to do. That's your best mentor. You don't need to pay for a mentor who's a general business coach. Like, skip that crap. I see way too much of that right now. And yes, I feel like I'm calling some people out on that. You don't need a general business coach. You need the person who's doing the thing that you want to do. And that could be me. It could be me. It could not be me. I mean, if you're all in with a specialization, I'm seeing a lot of people who are like, I don't know enough about the rest of this digital marketing and online business world. I see a lot of people with specializations coming back to me because they're missing that solid foundation to be able to really get results for their clients. You might have saw the podcast with Marcy. That's her story. She already had picked her niche and she realized she didn't know what she didn't know. She didn't understand the deeper levels of marketing and what's going into that. And it's cool because it's fun to see this opening doors for her. It's opening doors when you understand the bigger marketing picture, then you can plug yourself into more value-based projects. You can charge more. You can work with higher-end premium clients. You can set up your VIP days because it's an ecosystem out there. I see way too many virtual assistants, and this is exactly why I started my course, who do their thing in their bubble and don't truly help the business in the broader sense. I have a case in point. I had a VIP day last week with a client and I was all up in her business, which I love to do. And just know that I'm in a very privileged place. Like, I teach and work with freelancers and coach them, but I'm also talking to and working with clients. I have a ton of business peers who talk to me and tell me things, and I love being in the know. Like, the journalist graduate here at the College of Grad with my degree with journalism and my work in journalism. Like, I love it. I love knowing things, right? I feel empowered by knowing things. Like, I love when I understand how things work and what's actually going on, not just the fluff you see on Instagram. Can't stand that. Like, I want the truth. I just love that, like, being in the privileged position. And I love to share this with my team and my network and my work group so they know what's going on too. But I logged in, I was looking at her marketing stuff for this client. And her person said they were doing SEO for her podcast and calls herself the podcast manager. And I did a quick little marketing audit. And guess what? She's not doing it. She's not doing it right. And the client was crying. She's like, I've been paying for this help for years. She's not doing it right. And then I logged into the Pinterest account and I made her cry again because I had to tell her the truth. You're paying for a freelancer who's not doing it right and not doing it well, and you're basically throwing your money away because you don't have somebody who understands your business and what you really need. You have someone doing the minimal work, collecting the paycheck. They think they're awesome, and I'm sure they're great people, but they are not doing what they need to do to move your business forward, and that's like an injustice. I'm here to change that. That's why I started my course. When I was on a 7-figure team, the same thing happened. We brought someone in who didn't know how to do something, and I had to train her. And I just thought, oh my gosh, this is not common knowledge. I just think you don't know what you don't know. And I see all these people who think they know it all. And there's no possible way, if you have that attitude, like, you are not gonna succeed either, because this is the dynamic, ever-changing world and things are changing left and right. Most clients just need a teammate who will get it. And it's been really fun for me to see women who wanted flexibility in their life, who wanted to go back to work on their own terms, pick up this freelance work, because there's so many different opportunities and it just works. It starts with knowing and understanding online marketing and business strategies, and it can be anything you want, personalized to you. You just have to start at this ground level and be open-minded and put yourself in the ring. Put yourself in the hiring pool. And that happened with Laura. Laura was a mom of two. She still is. I don't know why I said past tense. She had an engineering degree. Her husband is in the military. She just wanted to work during 9 to 2 and have something to focus on other than her child. If you ask me, she was a little bit of a helicopter parent. She's an amazing mother, but she's like, I have to get my brain off of them and do something for me again. But there was no way she was going to go back to an engineering firm. She's taken too much time off, and that wasn't the kind of work she wanted to do. Some of us want to shut off at 5 p.m. and be moms and spouses and friends and partners, pet owners. You know, we want to be aunts and uncles. We have the entrepreneurial spirit. We want to support that, but we also don't want all of the risk, all the reputation, having all of the spotlight and camera on us. We want to be an intrapreneur. Own it if this is you, because you are needed. An intrapreneur with an I. Someone who is supporting the business, who has ideas, who's invested, and who cares, and has a great work ethic, very industrious and ambitious, but also doesn't need to be the figurehead. Just doesn't need that. If you love helping people as Enneagram 2, if you have lots of ideas, but you love being in the support role, this course will get you in the door and get you to those teams, those business owners who are looking for you. So the question is, like, do you want to do it fast or slow? It took me 13 years. And I also chose a slightly different business. A couple years ago, I pivoted to this course stuff. But if I hadn't, if I had fast-tracked with a course teaching me the skills, paying to get in the right networks, being with people who are going places, who are doing what I want to do, I would have been there so much faster. I would have hit that 6 figures in revenue with very little overhead. It's a beautiful thing about a digital service business. Like, you pay for a website, Dubsado, an LLC, you pay your taxes, the rest is yours. Course business, any kind of passive income business where you're growing an audience, like, you start getting extra cost and your profit margin tanks, but it would have been so much faster, so much faster. And so get yourself in those places. Those communities are gonna, like, help you accelerate, right? You can do it fast or slow. It's really up to you. You have to either have lots of time on your hands, and most of us don't. Most of us know what we want, and we know where we want to go. We know we need that control and flexibility. We've done real work in the past to know what fits with our lifestyle and what doesn't, and we know what we want. And if you have 10 years to waste, you can do Google University, and it's still going to be wrong, and you're still going to have to watch a lot of shitty YouTube videos. I'm just going to call it what it is. That purposely leave things off, don't give you the full code for the website or, like, whatever you're looking for, they still don't solve your answers and then don't respond to your replies. You can binge all the podcasts. You can read all the blogs. You can listen to all the YouTube videos and watch all the YouTube videos. Sign up for all the free stuff. But at some point, you're going to need to pay for expertise and you're going to need to pay for a network to put yourself in the right circle where you're charging more than $15 an hour. That's what I have to say today. That's how you can get there faster. And that's why the right courses can help you create network connections. They'll help you with the tech. They'll help you with the strategy. They'll put you in a situation where you can apply it and make it work for you and unique to you. It's not a one size fits all, right? And it will give you the confidence to repeat this and offer your services to clients and get paid. Okay? What you can't Google is how things all fit together. How to apply it in different situations. You can't Google high-level strategy. All of that stuff's locked down, okay? You might be that person on that team who doesn't know what you don't know, and you might actually be hurting your client. I'm just gonna scare you a little bit with that. I mean, we all make mistakes, but you can take care of things and put yourself in the right situation. All right, I hope you feel fired up, ready to go, and know that the two things you need for your business, you need to know how to do the work and do it well and have confidence in yourself when you step up to those discovery calls. That will be the difference of getting and booking the client or not. You also need a network. One way or another, you need to be in a network. You cannot operate behind your computer with no one knowing who you are. You've got to step out. I'm not saying you have to do TikToks here and dancing on reels, but you have to have a network of people who know you, refer you, talk about you, so you can get clients and you can up-level to the best high-quality clients. It's all key. And doing these things is going to make you grow your business so much faster, do everything so much faster than I did. You will be there much quicker. There's so much work out there. There's no reason it won't work.
What's missing is your ability to jump in, bring your beautiful brain and figure it out and be willing to try it. So next week on the show, we're going to talk about raising your prices as a DMA, as a digital marketing assistant. It's going to be really good. Don't forget to sign up for the pricing webinar. And I hope I see you inside Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. God, never drink bubble water before you do a podcast. Oh my gosh.